Hello, beautiful. Welcome to day 4 of Shine From Within. I've been enjoying the posts in the Facebook group. As I have said many times before, when I run a group, these live groups where I'm running through them with you at the same time, before they become automated, the group often helps to, how do I say it, guide the energy or guide the direction. And that's why I love to do my courses the first run this way, because as my mentor has told me many times, Julia, just because this is easy for you or seems easy for you does not mean it is for everyone. And I am not saying that I have not had my own, mountains that I've had to climb, but I do have to remember that some are just starting on this journey of really discovering what's been running the show. All right, so several people are starting to experience some massive shifts. They're getting abundance coming in and from all directions, whether that's money, love, understanding, patience, giving themselves permission to take off or say no, or whatever that may be. So let's talk about, as you make your list, and this is, I want you to understand, really, really tap into, all I'm doing right now is tapping into my basics. The basics, what makes me tick from day to day. This is just the daily stuff. And some are already running into some heavy emotions that are coming up. So I even want to encourage you to reframe that. Even your response to your list, your energetic response, because the old, I'm going to say the old you that you're moving out of, that ego would come in and say, oh my God, look at you. Look at all the crap that you have to do. Look what's been running the show and the woe is me and the victimhood and the anger and the bullshit. Okay, and let's even reframe that. As you make your list and you see, just how long it is, I have a list too that I'm working on. And instead of looking at my list or adding yet another item and then going to, oh my God, there's even more I have to clear or heal, I go into gratitude. Oh, thank God I realized this today. I am so glad this came up because I didn't even realize that that was part of my show right now. Reframe your reaction. You're just gotten into the habit of reacting in a way that feeds that energy, feeds that anger, which anger equals fear. It's just fear-based or love-based. You're just feeding the fear-based energy. So catch yourself. Okay, I'm emotional. I see all this stuff. I'm going to go take a walk and say, I'm done with this. I'm going to start reframing. Okay, instead of my house being perfect, or looking perfect before I can actually relax, I'm just going to go take a walk and I'm going to start releasing that idea that I could ever have my house perfect, first of all, and that I can just go take a walk and I don't have to do any of that right now. And what would I want it to look like instead? What would be the new? Perhaps that there's some things out of place or some dust that I know I'll get to eventually this week and I don't have to do it at this very moment. So let's even catch ourselves as we're quote unquote reacting to our list, our story that we're actually going to be releasing. But how can we release it if we're staying in the anger of it? This is just bringing you to an awareness. That's all. So we can give it a ton of energy of I am really fucked up, to be blunt. Or I can say, thank God I know this because I'm going to be releasing all of this. And I'm glad this came up right now. I'm grateful for that. And I love you, Julia, because you've been doing a hell of a job with this massive list. Sorry, my dogs are now, Macy and Gracie have decided, of course, like I usually, that usually happens when I record my podcast, they are wrestling right in front of me. They have a whole house to go wrestle in and they always choose to be right beside me. I'm grateful for you two girls. Okay, so I want, this is, here's the thing, guys. I am, a loving coach, but I am a tough love coach. I am not going to help you stay stuck. That is not what I'm here to do. So I'm going to call you out when I see something happening. And a lot of you are getting emotional about your list. You're getting angry. Let's let go of that. Let's just be done with that. Okay. Let's be grateful that we understand ourselves a bit more. And let's take it a bit further. Look at your list, your old list. Where did this start? Where did these programs start? Was I raised in a house where it had to be spotless every day? Did I marry someone that expected it to be spotless every day? Or did I marry someone who didn't expect anything, but I didn't want to let them down, so it has to be spotless every day? Like, I'm throwing out all the different kinds of scenarios. Where did this start? I saw several posts where people were, you know, women were posting that they feel if their children see them cry, that they will look weak. How else do your children learn that it's okay to cry? How else are they supposed to learn that? If we don't do it in front of them, if we don't say, gosh, mommy's just a little down today, and sometimes that happens, and then we can bounce back. You can teach your kids how to reframe things. Because then when the children start later on in adulthood breaking down, and they're taught to hide their feelings. So you see how this list is already breaking you wide open to the stuff that I am guessing, suggesting that you don't want to take forward any longer. Now, don't get in the story now that, oh my God, I taught my kids this, so I really fucked them up. No, don't even start those stories. We're just changing you right now. We're going to shift out of the old and into the new. So where did this start? Look at your list. Where did I start carrying guilt about doing anything for myself or taking a break or not having the house clean? Where did this start? Now, we're not going to start pointing fingers, and this is what I hope you don't do. Get back into that ego that says, now I have someone to blame. Okay? We're not blaming anyone. We're not blaming ourselves. We're stopping all that crap. We're just getting real. We're understanding more about us. Where did this start? Where did I start this people-pleasing way? If that's one of the things on your list, or you can tie perhaps several things into that, the people-pleasing thing. Do the vortex meditation before you do this exercise. If you are not doing that meditation before you do this, number one, you're going to be a whole lot more emotional about it all. You understand, you need to be in the vortex to do all of this work. I set you up with that meditation. So if you do it in the morning, wonderful. But if you don't get to making your list here till 5-6 hours later to go back and reflect, do the meditation again before you do this, because you've already been around, you know, out in the world, around other people's energy, around, you know, stuff that we're shifting out of that has perhaps you know, not taking away from, sorry, I'm trying to think of the word. I can see it in my head and sometimes I can't, you know, form the word. Chipping away. It started chipping away at that vortex that you have just surrounded yourself with, right? So do it again real quick. Just a few minutes of your time. Now reflect. Where did this come from? I'm letting it go. It's just an aha moment. Oh, okay, I learned this from here or this person or this situation. And at least I know now that I took on other people's rules, and that's okay. It's all right. At least we know. All right, so I will be on for the live call tonight, the new moon ceremony. If you are listening to this in the automated program, please, this will be part of the program. So the next step would be to listen to that live call that will be here available. For those of you that are in the live course with me now, we will be emailing the live call out so that you can download it and listen to it again or listen to it for the first time if you do miss the call. No worries, it will be available for you. And you don't, again, I'm gonna say this, you don't need a new moon or full moon to be present to shift anything. It just so happens that this is the point in our journey together during the live course when the new moon is out, so we are going to be tapping into that. Whenever you listen to this, though, know that that energy is it transcends all time and space, and you will be experiencing it the same as if you were in the live course with this during the new moon energy. All right. I am sending massive love to you. I will see you at the call tonight during if you are on the live course. I will talk to you tomorrow. Namaste.